Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our Favorite Things podcast. My name is Tiesa, and I'll be your host for this episode. With me, as usual, is my lovely friend and co-host.
Malfi, hey guys, how's everyone doing? What's up?
What's up? If you're new here, welcome. And if not, welcome back. We'd love for you all to listen to our episodes on Anchor. We're at Our Favorite Things. That is favorite with a U. Or you can still listen to us on Apple Podcasts, where you can subscribe, leave us a rating and a review. We'd love to hear from you. We're also on Spotify and Google Podcasts.
Yes.
We're actually on a lot of other places. It's probably like
Yeah.
six, but I can't list them all. So whatever podcast app you have that's not SoundCloud, search Our Favorite Things, and you'll probably find us. And you can also keep up with us on social media, Twitter and Instagram. We are there at Our Fave Pods. And
Yes.
so we have our usual highlights for you today. And then we're going to have a guest on at the end to play a game of trivia, which I will share more about later. Mophie, what's up, girl? How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. I woke up this morning, and by the way, guys, we have a day in our lives episode. So if you want to listen to how we actually get through our days, particularly, I guess right now, it's somewhere on the podcast feed, so you should check that out.
Yeah, it's literally titled "A Day in Our Lives." You can't miss
Yes,
it.
exactly. But I'm feeling okay. I woke up, I exercised a little bit.
Oh,
Yeah, I did Chloe's workout, which
nice.
I guess we can talk about. I don't know if it's on your highlights, it's not on mine.
Yeah, it's not, so we can talk about it.
Yeah, so we're doing, so I don't know if you guys have heard of Chloe Ting, but she has, I don't know, she's an Instagrammer, I don't actually know, but she has a 2 week kind of free shred program where you just follow her workout videos for 2 weeks, and it's supposed to, like, I guess, have impact on you losing weight and stuff.
Right. I really think Chloe's 2 week shred is for abs. She's just like, do you want abs?
Yes.
Do my workout.
Yes, precisely. 'Cause wow.
Wow.
Yeah, so Tessa and I started doing that to just to have like a somewhat of a routine so that we can get workouts in and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do
Yeah,
you
and
think?
it's been absolutely great. I cannot stop saying I can't believe how much I'm working out. Like, just that in itself. I like Chloe's workouts, but almost every day I text Mofi to be like, this is too repetitive, because it's pretty
Yeah.
much the same videos every day, which is there's no problem with. It's actually good. I think it might change after 2 weeks. I'm not sure. I haven't looked at week three, but it's the same videos every day, with one or two different videos thrown in here and there just to challenge you. And sometimes, at least especially for me, like I don't have the motivation to do the same thing like every single day.
Yeah.
So that's my only thing. Otherwise, I think the workout is great. I had my housemate Yemi do it yesterday when we did day 11, and she loved it. So yeah.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. I think the workouts are easy to follow. It's a great
Yes.
thing to just like get to start doing, you know, like if regardless of I guess whatever fitness level you are, I think
Level.
it's a great hook. And but like the repetitive the tiredness from the repetition comes for sure. I
Yeah,
feel it
yeah.
as well. But something to keep you going, I definitely would recommend it to anyone
Yeah.
that's just looking for that, and you can find it on YouTube.
Like any
Yeah.
like if you just Google Chloe Ting 2 week shred, you'll find like on her website, and it's there, and it'll take you directly to the YouTube videos. I really love it. She gives like modifications. So if something seems too difficult, then you know the way you can do it, for your own fitness level. It's really great. It's really great. Are you seeing any like changes in your abs?
Here and there, like some weeks I some weeks depending on what I eat as well,
Right,
it
right.
impacts whatever my abs look like. So I'm not seeing like a drastic difference though
Right.
from what my abs were prior to doing this workout. So for on one level, I'm just glad that it's giving me consistency because maybe I would not have been working out that much. But yeah.
No, I hear you. I hear you. Now, no difference can never happen because I'm still eating. I feel like I'm even eating worse than when I worked out like less during the week. But anyway,
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Can't be bothered.
Exactly. Like, bodies are just so, like, so it's just constantly changing. Like, every day is a
Exactly.
different day for your body.
Exactly.
And the more we can be, the more we can put perspective into that is the better it will be for everybody.
Really? Yeah, you
Yeah.
can't come and kill yourself. Please just do what works for you and
Exactly. But I'm okay. I did that. I feel good. The sun is semi out right now, so that's nice.
Nice.
Just
But then
watching
you can't
it.
really go outside, right? You're
Yeah.
just watching the sun.
Just
Oh.
watching it. I miss like getting a haircut. That's the one thing, like, of the trivial things that people like, all the trivial things in quotes that we're missing. Mine is just being able to get a haircut. Like, I feel sad, but
No, I hear you. I hear you. I too am missing being able to get a haircut. I'm also missing being able to like go outside without like thinking of anything. Like now I go outside and I'm like I strip, I sanitize everything, I throw my clothes in the washer. Like I'm so paranoid and I need to, it's not fun. So I just need
Oh
to
my
stay at home.
gosh.
Yes. Yeah.
So I had a question. So do you, because I'm interested to hear how like different people are going through the process of sanitizing, like groceries, for example, and all of these things. But right now I don't, and not to like make people feel extra paranoid or anything, and that's not my intention behind this, but I also like hearing so that I know what to do or what not to be doing. Right now I don't like I don't wash my clothes with that much intent. Like sometimes I still keep the clothes that I've worn outside, and like I've been hearing that a lot on washing clothes. I guess what's the rationale behind it? I like to hear the rationales.
Yeah, I was going to say if you're going to ask why first. My rationale for me, I do it when I have touched, when things have touched me. So for example, when I went out yesterday, I picked up the bag of popcorn and my chocolate and I put it on my person. So whatever I transferred, whatever was on the bag was transferred to my clothes. So when I came home, I had to sanitize everything and then remove my clothes. If I didn't do that, like when I go to the grocery store, I'm not touching those, putting those things on me. I'm just putting them in my basket, putting them in my cart. They're not touching me. So I won't do that. And I don't think that you need to, honestly, because the only other scenario I would think you need to is maybe if somebody coughed on you. But well, by the time someone coughs on you, like sanitizing your clothes is really your chances of getting sick are then much, much higher. So yeah, that's why I do it.
Great, thank you. Yeah, I
Yeah.
like I'm just keen to hear all the rationale because I think that helps like provide like reason as compared to just feeling like you're doing something just 'cause.
Just cause, exactly. Oh my God. Cause there's a lot of that, right? Like I was talking to someone the other day and they were saying how, like we should be wearing masks and gloves. And I'm like, you want to be careful about that. Or they were saying that like if we have to, this thing cannot last like a year. Like if we have to be like the next 6 months to a year in social isolation, we'll just have to figure out how to be in public with masks and gloves. And I'm like, it's not that easy because you can actually be transferring the disease wearing masks or wearing gloves. Like it's not, so people can't just be doing that just cause. And there's this false sense of protection when you're wearing a mask and gloves that might, we have to be careful. So you're right. You're right.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm okay. I have like a skin like issue, like on one I think I've told you this, on one palm, my skin is like really dry and really, really, really sensitive. So because I've been washing my hands a lot, my skin is like cracking. Like I have wounds and it's not fun at all. So I'm actually like going to wash my hands is like an ordeal because I'm like, okay, I have to allow it to sting. And then it's not fun. So I'm stressed out. So I'm really trying not to do things so that I don't have to wash my hands. But like, you're going to need to wash your hands. But otherwise, I'm okay. I'm really settling into this into this groove of like working from home and being at home. And I'm hearing people say like, oh, you know, like I get dressed, you know, like so I can feel great and stuff like that. I think you said you've like, oh, I'm trying to have like looks and things like that. And I'm like, my spec is pajamas all day. Like whether we're not in isolation or whether we're in isolation, like I don't need to change out. Like I don't like wearing clothes. So I'm just like happy in my pajamas. But like, yeah, I have been seeing people saying like, oh yeah, I'll just get up and get dressed. Like even if I'm not going anywhere, and like I'll wear nice clothes. And I'm like, impressive. Like very impressive. But could not be me.
I don't feel like I'm getting dressed. Like my clothes, like
But right now you look like you look decent. Like you could step out of the house like this.
I could, but for me, it feels comfortable. Like it feels like if on weekends before this, I would wear like these types of clothes because I don't have to be out. I think that's my mindset because I can't wear this out in Canada right now. So
That's
I
true,
wear my
that's
summer
true.
clothes indoors and feel like I'm in the tropics.
Oh, nice. Okay, see. That's a good reason. That's a
Enjoying the
good
weekend.
reason. But your like vibe is very much like comfy anyway. So like you look nice, but you're also like not in like several layers of clothing. You're just chilling. Okay. Well, Mophie, you don't have a Mophie rant for us today?
Oh, wow. Let's see. I forgot I didn't prepare anything. You see, that's the thing. This is what I low key like about this time. I've been telling people that I'm enjoying being home a little bit too much. And the reason is because I don't have to interact really with people.
Whoa, with people, yeah.
And it's just like my day in, day out, I don't have to be bothered. So
Wow,
look, I'm
yeah.
a peaceful goddess. This is just what it took because before I always used to come on here and I was so upset at everything. And now I'm just like in at peace with myself.
She has no content for
Not today,
Mophie
y'all. Like there's obviously things if I had thought
Yeah.
about it, I would have had stuff to rant about for sure. There was almost something we're talking about in this podcast actually at the beginning that was rant worthy and now I've forgotten. So
Oh
spare you
no.
guys.
Okay. Well, the people are missing out today. But yeah, check out previous Mophie rants in our old episodes. All right, so we'll jump right into our highlights there, Mophie. Why don't you start
Okay.
us off?
This is something that maybe would have been around, so it's a good segue. But I've been loving, so this is like a guilty pleasure, actually. I'm not guilty. I don't feel guilty about a lot of pleasurable things to me, but.
I was going to say that. Like, do you ever feel guilty
But this is
about?
one of them. And you guys, it's those freaking Instagram lives, like the Instagram live
I'm
battles.
crying.
I
Oh, with
just
you, like
love
producers and
them.
stuff.
Yes. Wow. I can spend like 3 hours. I've spent 3 hours of my time once watching freaking like Davido and Iku on Instagram live,
Sorry, the live lasted that
yo. It
long.
was, yeah, and you know what they'll be doing? They'll be like, oh, Instagram is about to kick us out. Let's just restart it. I'm like, you people, this is just to limit the amount of time you can be on this. Why are you coming back?
When they're trying to kick you off goal.
Why are you coming back? But like that their same 20K or how many K, 200 and something K viewers will be back as soon as they ended
They
that
really will
will be
be.
back.
Oh wow, because like it's interesting hearing how different people are doing in this isolation, like in sense of how much time people have, like at least you know our peers or whatever, like It's so interesting. Live for 3 hours. But these things are cool though. Like people coming on to do like these Instagram live like concerts or whatever.
They're
I
so
think it's cool. I
fun.
haven't watched a single one.
They're so fun.
But
There was the Davido and Equal, which not a lot of people watch, but I really like that one. There was the Stars and I don't know the other person actually.
Sazan, I think it was Sazan. Nope, let me stop.
Nothing new on our paper. It's not known shit. So that was the one at least that maybe started it in the Afrobeats community. And then there's been Mastercraft and Kid Dominant. There
I'm
was
crying. Who is that?
somebody else that now I don't remember.
Was a feels person. Did feels do it with
Yes.
Saz?
No. Phils didn't do it with Stars. Phils did it with somebody else that I don't remember. And I liked Phils. And then last night there was T-Pain and Lil Jon,
Oh,
which
wow.
was really, really cool. I mean, there were some problematic things at certain points.
Wow.
But it was so cool. The problematic things is that Lil Jon is an anti-vaxxer. He was telling people not to like, don't take the vaccines, just keep your immunity, all of that stuff.
On the live, I'm
On the live to hundreds of
crying.
thousands of people.
Wow.
So that was what Lil Jon
Okay.
was up to.
Wow.
And T-Pain, I think, was playing a song. I forget what song it was, but that song has R. Kelly on it. So granted, he didn't play R. Kelly's part, but he played R. Kelly's
This
music,
song.
essentially. Because he wanted to play his rap, essentially, because he was trying to like put on
Oh,
his
okay.
music. So it wasn't just a song
Right.
randomly. He was on the song, and that's the context to it.
I feel sorry that he was on a song with R. Kelly.
Yeah, so there were those two things that like I was watching like to my Twitter and even like the comments, because lots of celebs were on that. Like everybody was
Were there?
commenting. It was a nice like community thing. It felt really good, yo.
Oh.
It felt like all black, every black person was kind of connected on this one thing, and it was Instagram
Yeah.
Live. But the times where they would say their problematic stuff, I guess I was wondering if people were going to start like dropping off. And there was a time, I think, with the vaxxer comment that Lil Jon made, I saw like maybe thousands of people leave at a certain point. But then the
Wow.
numbers came back up. So I'm not sure if it was
Back
those same
up.
people. I don't know what that looked like if people left and also people came. But it was like a social experiment for me at that point.
Oh my God,
Yes.
I can't.
But it's been so fun, yo. Like I'm all for the Instagram lives, guys. Like I'm so embarrassed, but I love it.
I don't know if that's one that you should feel guilty for. I don't know, maybe the 3 hours. But I guess if you think of going to a concert, then maybe you might spend that long.
Like why I could be doing so many other things.
Be doing so much more, so
I
much more.
know. Okay, so speaking of Instagram, I'll just keep on an Instagram like pathway and been loving the Don't Rush challenge.
Oh my gosh, that was one of my highlights. I
Okay.
was like, I know we came for Instagram
Yes.
challenges, but
Yes. Tell me, how are you feeling about Don't Rush?
loving. I'm absolutely loving them. I don't know about the guys, I think, but
Bob
okay,
Daddy.
I'm Bob Daddy. Okay, but I'm loving how far like people are taking it, like to do with their families. There was one I saw with a family, and I was like, this is too cute.
Yes. There's one with a dad, but I think his was also Bob Daddy, but it was so cute. It was so sweet. Loving all of the Don Rushes, like yeah.
Like you guys look so good. Just want to tell you, if you've been on a Don't Rush challenge, you are looking fire. The one that Ronke Nkitang did,
Yes. Like
A1. Like, wow,
there's
premium.
levels to this shit. There's levels to Instagram challenging. I saw it and I was like, what? Okay there. Okay.
Yo. Like I actually now can't watch. Like I'm now recognizing that the like I watch theirs and then there's everyone else's. Like theirs was just different. Like you know when people are like everybody should stop doing it. If you wanted to stop doing it, it'd be after you see Ron Kessler because it was really good.
Yes,
It was really, really
yes.
good.
And yeah, the Bob Daddies, but some of the Bob Daddy ones have been cute.
Just saying Bob Daddy is really stressing me out. Just saying Bob
Just
Daddy
saying
is
Bob
really stressing me
Daddy is
out.
killing me. But
Let me just hate for a second. Let me just hate for a hot second. What is it with guys and licking their lips? Like, I'm so tired of it.
That's how they show you that they're interested and they're cool, yo.
All of them will come to the camera, lick their lips and brush their beard, and I'm like, I can't do any more of this.
Bob Daddy, Bob Daddy.
I'm like, wow, can you just try not to? Like, just try not to.
No,
But yeah,
impossible.
no. Living for the
Impossible.
Dora challenge, living.
Yes. They all should keep coming, I think. I just don't like the long ones. That's just my
Yes, like when they're 2 minutes, I'm like, sis, come on now. Why do you think I want to spend 2 minutes? Like, this is a quick thing. I'm still scrolling on Instagram, you get, like, keep it quick.
Instagram, do you get? Seriously.
You come to watch a YouTube video,
No,
please.
not at all. Okay, so okay. Anyways, I was going to say something. I have two more highlights.
Okay.
The first one, I think I'll just talk about the first one, is that I just started watching Money Heist, okay?
Yeah.
It's just like we got into quarantine, like social distancing. I'm looking for things to binge watch. Everyone is talking about Money Heist. Season 4 was coming out, and I was like, you know what? I was talking to somebody that was like, you should watch it, you should watch it. So I was like, you know what? I'll start watching it. What I'd say is that by the end of season 2, like season 2 was a lot better than season 1 for me.
I think so.
By the end of season 2, I was like, okay, I can like see myself continuing to watch this. By ending season 1, I was just like, okay, like how did we get all the way to season 4? Because people are sloppy AF. People are not on their A game.
Yep, at all, at all.
How are you rubbing
At
places?
all.
Come on.
I was like, you guys, like, there's literally no margin for error. Like, you can't be doing things wrong.
No.
Everything has to go perfectly. What is happening here? You're
No.
stressing me
Bare
out.
mistake.
But it's interesting you seeing how you are taking the show knowing that they're coming seasons. When I started watching it, I didn't know like what was coming next. So I was like, how are they going, like what is
That's a
going to
good
happen? But
point.
you're like, somebody survives for season 4,
That's
so
old.
how did they
You're
do
right.
it? Yeah.
I've had a different experience. If I was just watching it, knowing like not knowing anything, because now I had known
None,
some people are
yeah.
alive, and I'm just like, are you kidding me? So.
Heist is a great show though. Y'all should get on it if you're not already. And I actually think season three might even be better than season two.
Yeah.
I don't know. I watched it last year, so hopefully I'm remembering correctly. But it's pretty
Yes,
well
yes.
done.
So that's my I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. It's too high intensity for me. Like TV watching
It
is the most
is.
leisure. Like I don't there are a few things I do leisurely, and like TV watching is one of those things for me. I just want to like watch something senseless.
Yeah.
And it's too it like
Yeah.
engages too many of my emotions that sometimes I'm just like, ah, no, I can't do this. But yes, y'all should let us know if you're Money Heist
Yeah.
fans.
Yes, and yeah, season 4 is out, so just in case Netflix didn't bombard you with that information.
Wow, Netflix are like
Season
your
4 is
social
out.
media, like everybody.
Whoa, like it's so interesting being like, I don't know, I feel like I've said this on the podcast before, but like being in a world where like if you're watching something on Netflix, chances are millions of other people are watching it too. And like you can go on social media pretty much like watch it with them essentially. Like, I don't know, it's just it's occasionally I'm mind boggled by it.
No, for sure. And then the last thing I wanted to tell you guys about, I talked about this on the podcast before, and I think it's only fair that I re-talk about it or update the listeners, people that care about my life, which you guys don't, but
Y'all don't be asking about Mofi, like check on her.
but I you know how I said I had signed up for that Love Nugget, I guess web dating thing, online dating thing, kind mirrored off of like the Love is Blind-ish format. And initially, I didn't know if I was going to be selected, but I was for one of their seasons, and it was fun. It was a good experience. I really enjoyed it. It felt like my intro to reality TV, and I quite liked that experience. The piece that was really strong for me was the anonymous piece. Like I liked the feeling that you're not thinking too much about like your personality already, like who you are already, and almost wanting to fit into somewhat of that, you know? Like it almost feels like you can just be whoever you want to be, which is also yourself in a way. Because when we think of it, we match ourselves and like we match ourselves all the time. So to be able to just feel like you can be yourself, I really liked that. And yeah, it was really fun. I really enjoyed it. I would recommend.
I
I
was just
think
going to
so. I
say, would you
think so. I
recommend
think like what the
that
heck?
people jump
Like
on?
you're gonna like if you have time, if you just want to connect with people. And that's what it is at the end of the day. Like you're just chatting with people that you're being asked questions and you're just sharing your perspective. It's just human connection. So yeah, for sure.
I wonder if they're going to do like it another
They keep
like
doing it.
iteration, like because there was like a
Yeah,
oh
we
okay, so
just
it's
keep
currently
going. We
just
just keep
going on
going because
right
I think
now. Oh,
they have
okay.
so many people that are interested, so they just keep pairing,
Oh.
like selecting a group of 12, I think, and just putting people in.
This is great. I was telling my housemates about it, and they were like, because we were watching Love is Blind, and they were like, whoa, that would be the way they would want to do it, like this kind of like online thing where everybody's like in a chat and then you can separate. I don't know, maybe Love is Blind seemed format seemed a little bit stressful.
Yeah, it's so cool,
But
yo.
Okay, so those are your highlights. Okay, well, really good segue because my first highlight is Love is Blind. And obviously I'm like 1 month
Welcome.
behind the rest of the world, like typical tea behavior. I'll be like, I'm not watching it, I'm not watching it. Then 6 months after everybody has watched it, I'm like, this show.
Welcome.
But you know what? It's interesting that you say that that anonymity piece was your favorite because I think that, like, I really like that about Love is Blind as well. Like, I just like the. There seems to be just a reduced pressure when you don't have to, like, I don't know, care about your outward appearance. Because I feel like it definitely affects, you know, it has an effect on how you relate to the
Yeah,
person.
100%.
Yeah, so like starting out and just. Yeah, just talking and just
Your
relying
words.
on your voice, basically, and your words. Like it's a lot. And I think you also maybe have a heightened sense, I think this is my thought, of like the authenticity behind people's words, because you don't have body language, you don't have anything else to go off of. So you just have to go off of, I guess, you know, how, you know, they're saying things. But I find Love is Blind very, very fascinating. I think it's a great social experiment. Like I would go on it just to see
I
how it
think
would
so
play
too.
out.
I think very all like versions of that. I think they're great, and especially because like, yes, you're relying on the authenticity, but also how much you guys connect. Like, I know there are times where, like, I'm talking to someone and I'm like, we're not like
Exactly.
the words are getting exchanged, but like, there's no connection right here and there. But, you know, and that's all you're relying on. How much am I connecting to somebody, or how much do I think I'm going to connect with this person? And it's quite interesting.
It's so interesting. And I'm not saying that physical connection is not important, but I think a lot of times it can kind of prevent you from really digging deeper to any of that, to having any other type of connection. Like you're just like, oh, well, okay, like he's hot, she's hot. Let's like, we have chemistry, like let's just see where it goes. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But I think it's also nice to flip that on its head and be like, okay, take out the physical part, like let's just talk and let's just go off of
Yeah,
our personalities and
but
our words. I really, really
I'd
like it.
say though that I think, I don't know, there's something about love is blind when people try to, like, when people, I guess, when they try to focus it on the physicality, I don't think that's what it's about, because they casted relatively attractive looking people in certain sizes,
Attractive people,
not many like people of different like ethnic backgrounds. Like it wasn't that diverse in body types, it wasn't diverse in abilities. So like, we can't just say that if you remove all those physical characteristics, people will still connect. I think it's still very skewed in that way, that it's not just about people not connect, like, you know, like it's not just about physicality, because all the people they connected with before is the, oh yeah, this person is real cute or whatever.
This person
I
is,
think the argument for the show is kind of on authenticity. I think it's about people being able to present their authentic selves, not focusing too much on what they look like or what they think people might perceive of them. I don't
They
think
look
it's
like
like it's about, like, I don't know if it makes sense, but I think it's that authenticity
No, I
piece,
hear
because it
you.
failed some people. Like, for example, Jessica and Mark, there was no authenticity there, you know, so that wasn't going to work,
Yeah,
regardless of whatever
zero.
the physicality
Absolutely
of
zero.
you're hot and we're hot, let's just still do it. It could not work for them. Oh, sorry, I should not spoil. I keep spoiling the show for you and I keep forgetting.
Oh no, oh you I mean I'm halfway through the show, so I don't know
Yeah,
what
sorry,
more.
I
Maybe
forgot.
don't go
But
past
like, even like,
episode 5. Oh, also, and I googled all of
yeah,
them,
even
so I
like
know
Carlton
who's not
and
with who.
Diamond, you know, like, this is not about attractiveness. It's about like connection and coming and being true. Because Carlton, not even, yeah, you know, so that would be my argument for the show, that it's about how you can authentically present yourself, not about all of those, because they did not cast a diverse type cast at all.
Yeah, they really do not. They really don't. I'm like, I mean, maybe I might not be personally attracted to any of these men, but like, they're not like, you're right. What's the word? I don't want to use any word that might be ridiculous, but yes, you're right. The casting was not diverse at all.
I love
You're
that.
right. But would you like, I know we said like we'd participate in the experiment, but like, would you do it like still knowing like the exact stakes that like at the end of the day you'd have to be getting engaged to somebody that
No,
you
that's
haven't
stupid.
seen?
No, I wouldn't do it. I would not do it. No. No. Really?
I have a
So
different take.
tell me your take.
I feel like I would do it, and this is why. You can very easily get out of it. Yeah, like I feel like you can very easily get out of it. So like, you know, once we have
Yeah.
those 4 weeks, you know, then I can try to figure out if I want to be with you or not. Like for me, I don't really mind because like the ring on the finger thing, I'm just like, yeah, it signifies that you proposed to me. But like at the end of the day, if we don't have a relationship, like that's just for us to be able to walk out of here together. that's how me I was looking at it. So if I want to continue to cultivate a relationship with you, then yeah, I'll say yes to the proposal, but with the idea that that's not binding.
Like if I think about this literally, then being on a TV show and having this like engagement requirement just seems like a little bit much.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah, they're producing you just for the drama.
Exactly.
So no, I wouldn't do it.
Exactly. Which is funny enough why I would do it, because I'm just like, at the end of the day, y'all are just like, you're doing it for the TV show. I guess there's some parts of me that will recognize that it has to be entertainment for people. So like, if I'm going to go on it in the first place, then might as well just accept the ridiculous like stakes.
And then you have to make a decision, like your wedding day is the decision day. It's not like you make a decision before and then you go and get married or not. Like, that is when you're deciding if you're going to be with this person.
Be with the person.
Technically.
Yeah.
That's the one that took me out. Like, no, bruh. And like, don't make me wear like this wedding dress and like this your random ass wedding. And then I'm going to be in hiding for almost a year and a half. Fuck that.
That's
no, thank
crazy.
You.
Like, when I found out when they were done filming, I'm like, what? These people could not share their relationships for more than a year. Mm-mm. I wonder if they could share it with family and friends.
I think they could.
Probably.
Because they had to live their lives. Like, this is not like a secret. Like, no. We're not saving the world here.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this is not. Like, this is purely for entertainment. But otherwise, I mean, I am really enjoying it. I think it's really good. I don't know why I thought there were only 5 episodes. So I got to episode 5. I was like, how is this the end? There are 11 episodes. So...
Yeah, Netflix is coming through with like their reality type of TV.
Mm-hmm.
Dope.
You're loving it.
I'm loving
it. Yeah, I need to watch. I feel like I need to watch The Circle just because of how much you've talked about it.
Oh, The Circle. And The Circle Brazil, that's where it's at again.
Yeah. So yeah, loving Love is Blind. On another note, I am very, very actively avoiding Tiger King. I'm just like, Netflix, please don't show it to me. Please don't show it to me.
This is so stressful.
Why is everybody watching it?
Everybody.
Y'all can do what you want, obviously. But like, wow, it's a phenomenon. Like, I open my Netflix and that's the first thing on my screen. Number 3 in the US today. Okay. Like, what? And Netflix, it's funny because initially... Did you say Netflix new?
Yeah.
So I was going to say, initially, I thought it was going to be a thing about, like, some guy that's been, like, raising a tiger from birth and, like, now he's best friends with a tiger or some, you know, like, I thought it was some kind of feel-good thing. What's this? I didn't have to read too much to be like, I'm not watching that.
Yeah, like, when I saw it, I knew it was going to be trash. I was like, okay. I'm about to get behind this. Super excited. I love anything reality TV, you know?
Right.
But I started watching it and I was just like, I don't know. There was nothing. I like trash reality TV, but I guess I also like trash that I can, like, that's somewhat, like, I'm interested in or can hook me. Like, when I watch things like 90 Day Fiancé, it's a mess. But, like, there's a love aspect. And then.
Yeah.
Nonsense of like people just being terribly racist and terribly like xenophobic, but like you just this one, I was like, there's nothing about this that I want to be watching that's interesting, and it was just boring. Like, I found it extremely boring, but I've been told that it's like once you get past the second episode, that's when like if like you're like I there's no turning back, and I have not gotten there. So sometimes I think about it, though, because...
Imagine pausing Money Heist to go and watch Tiger King.
That's the thing.
That's Do you understand?
Yeah. I just don't know how, like... I read a tweet that someone said, it's so, like, watching shows like Tiger King just remind or show how, like, the Black community is overly policed. and like white people are just going out here doing like random ass shit, and like they get Netflix specials for it, and like everybody loves it, and like this is so cute, and I'm like, how, guys, how? This is like, gosh, this our society like just I'm just perplexed, but anyways.
We reward the strangest things, but yeah, so watching Tiger King
Wow, this
feels
is such
this shit.
an unpopular opinion right now. Our fave part is like shaking the
Wow.
tables, like guys.
This table has your fave shows on
Yeah.
it. Okay. Well, my last highlights is actually still a show, very showy and Instagram focused highlights, but I mean, kind of makes sense. So I'm watching Succession on HBO. I
Okay.
don't know if anybody else is watching it, but like I've been hearing people talking about it. I've heard reviews, it's won all these awards or whatever. So I decided to check it out. I like it, right? It's about this like dysfunctional, really wealthy family. They're trying to figure their lives out. And to be honest, like when I read the synopsis, I was like, this is not the type of show I like. So I don't like watching things about like people that can't get it together. Like I don't, somehow it makes me more stressed out. So I'm just like, I don't want to watch it. Like this dysfunction does not, I'm not gonna, it's not gonna fly with me. But I really like it, and they've done it in a way where it's not so serious, right? So apparently the genre is comedy drama. So like in the midst of all the like serious things, there's always something that's going to like make you laugh out loud, either like the way they're filming it or the ridiculous things the characters say. But it's very, very good. I would actually recommend it for you to watch.
I'll check it out. I'm looking for stuff to watch. I'll check it out.
But I don't know. I don't know if you have HBO. Is that
I
HBO in
do.
Canada?
I don't have HBO,
Okay.
but we have Crave, and Crave has HBO shows.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay, check it out and tell me what you think. The episodes are long,
I'll
though.
watch
Like,
it.
yo, hour long episodes. And I'm not talking about when people are like 45 minutes means an hour. No, like literally 1 hour and 2 minutes long. Like, it's a movie.
Okay.
It's really long.
We'll
I don't
see.
watch. I don't watch one episode in a go because I don't know what it is. I'll watch half then come back later and watch another half. But yeah, it's really
Okay.
good.
And guys,
Really
Community
good.
is on Netflix, so.
Yes. If you were a Community fan, Community is on Netflix. It's definitely one of those like, I think it's like unique comedy type things where you either like it or you don't. So figure out which side you're on. Yeah. That's my highlights.
Yes.
That's my highlights. Okay, so we are going to be back with our trivia game and our guest. So now it's time for our game of trivia. We're calling it Trivia with Our Faves. And joining us to play is a lovely guest who has been on our podcast before, Aisha. Thanks for joining us again.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So how are you doing? What's up?
I'm doing well, just trying to get through this coronavirus epidemic, you know.
Yeah, we'll answer it all.
Trying to balance it with everything going on in my life, but right now there's not much balancing, to be honest. Coronavirus is winning. I just have anxiety all
Oh.
the time. I'm not doing
Yeah.
anything else I'm supposed to be doing, so we out here.
It's kind of hard to focus on like
Yo, like I've abandoned my schoolwork for
right.
I haven't touched anything. Okay, today I've tried to read something. It's not going anywhere. I can't concentrate on anything. I have no motivation. It sounds like excuses. Like I don't know how to face my department and tell them that I can't do any work, but it's just my reality at the moment.
Do you have like any deadlines? Do you still have deadlines, or is it kind of like everything is on pause?
No, I still have deadlines. Some professors have been kind enough to extend their deadlines by a little bit. So I have 20,000 words to write by the 28th of May. It used to be the 8th,
Oh, wow.
and extended
Okay.
it to the 28th, so it's like a little grace period, but I don't know if it really makes that much of a difference. And then after those 20,000 words, I need to write another 10,000 words for my research proposal. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, and you're getting a doctorate.
Yes. Well, I wouldn't
Wow.
go that far. I'm still in my first year.
Okay, right. Okay, you're on the path
Yeah.
towards it. Okay. Wow. That is amazing. Wow, okay.
Thank you for taking your time out of your
Girl,
studies.
all I have is time. I'm going to be watching Drag Race. Like, I'm not making a huge sacrifice here.
That you're like, we have a doctor almost on the podcast, okay? I said don't let your supervisors hear you're not sacrificing anything to be
Let's
here.
hope my supervisor is no subscriber.
Yo, look, Mufi and I are always trying to like, can someone from work not listen to this? Because the thing I said in the last episode.
Exactly. When I'm talking to them, I'm always like, there's so much work and so little time. I don't know how I could get through it. Only for her to come and hear me saying I've been watching Drag Race for 1 week.
Time is all you have.
Exactly.
Okay, so well, speaking of Drag Race, we're going to test you and Mophie's trivia skills. So you're going to go head to head with Mophie. Mophie is representing our fave pod, so no pressure. And it's going to be show themed. There are 10 questions, all relating to shows that you both have watched. At least I hope I'm correct and I did my research and you both have watched all of these
Just
shows.
know that if I lose, I'll say the game was rigged.
And it might be easy for people to believe because it's you against, you're
Exactly.
playing against the home team, right? Okay. So the winner ends, bragging rights, nothing else, please. We're not giving you prize money. And the way it's going to work is I'm going to ask the question, and you both are going to write down your answers. I'm going to set a timer for 5 seconds for you to write your answers. After 5 seconds, you're going to tell me your answer, and I'm just going to trust that neither of you is going to cheat. Yeah. So may the best woman
I have a
win.
question.
Where is my? Oh yes, please ask.
So, oh yeah, we write down our answers. It's not multiple choice or anything like that.
I mean, there are
Okay.
options. So you can write down, whichever option you think is correct. But the final question is not going to have an option. That's like a bonus. Yeah.
So what order did you
Double the
answer
points.
the questions in?
So I'm just going to, so we'll take them like one at a time. So when I ask you question one, you'll give me the answer for question one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm stressed. And if she
Yeah.
fails a
Is that.
question, I could try and answer it.
Yes. If you feel the other person can steal.
It's on.
I was like, so how can I guess immediately?
Exactly. She's been preparing. I'm so stressed.
I hope my questions are good and, semi-difficult. Okay. So question one is, this southern city, southern US city, was the filming location for Love is Blind season one. And the options are Nashville, Alabama, Atlanta, and New Orleans. You have 5 seconds.
And we're both answering, right?
Okay, your time has started.
Yeah,
Yes, you're
yeah.
both
Oh, I've
answering.
been soft. This is soft.
Shit. I don't think I know this. What's
All
the
right. Wow. Okay, your options again. Alabama, Nashville, Atlanta, and New Orleans.
Okay.
Actually, well, you have 2 seconds.
I'll guess. Wait, am I supposed to start guessing now?
Yeah, girl, give me your
I'll guess
answer.
Atlanta.
Okay, Mophie.
Atlanta.
Okay, you are both correct. Not really sure. I didn't plan for both of you to have correct answers in
Wait, who's
these
tallying the
things.
results?
So I'm tallying. I'm a neutral party.
We that's the jury is still out.
Like, I don't think so, but okay, you don't have any other options. Okay. Question number two. Not including the professor, how many people make up the team who attempt to rob the Royal Mint of Spain in season one of
Are you
Netflix's Money
serious?
Heist?
Yeah, like I
We're fast. Sorry, y'all. Are you ready? Are you ready for your
yes.
options? Okay. Option one is six, seven, eight, or
Jesus
nine. You have
Christ.
5 seconds.
Wow. We have 5 seconds. Shit. I
Seven.
know. Well.
Ding, ding,
Okay.
ding. Murphy, give me the
Oh, I said
answer.
eight.
Aisha.
Eight.
All right, you were both correct. Look at you all stressing
Yay!
out.
So far I've
Okay,
gotten
maybe
by
this.
with just guessing.
Wow, I can't believe it. Me, I'm
Oh,
cracking my
really?
brain.
Wait, okay, tell me how you know it's eight people, Nairobi, Tokyo, Berlin. I don't know. I don't even remember the rest of them. I haven't watched Money
Berlin,
Heist
Denver.
since,
Oh, I'm.
like,
To be fair, I'm just watch. I just started it, so I binged it in the last like week, less than. And there was a part in the season when someone asked how many people are there, and they said eight. In season
oh
one, yeah.
really?
Me, I just Googled Money Heist trivia.
You guys, this is my life, yo. Clearly. Okay, so this one will probably be a little, easy, so you guys should, answer it correctly. RuPaul's Drag Race has this many
This
seasons.
is easy. Wait,
Wow,
I have a
yeah,
question.
sorry.
Does this count All Stars?
Ah,
No? No,
I thought I was ready.
I don't think so. Wow, what is
it
this?
doesn't. I'm playing to
It
win.
doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't.
This one is easy though.
Okay. Oh, it's easy. Y'all know your
No, give us
options?
options, please.
Okay. When you hear the options, you'll know if it includes All Stars or not. Okay, your options are 8, 10, 11, and 12.
12, girl.
12 B.
All right. Okay, y'all are head to head. Damn, I hope my bonus question is a tiebreaker. Jeez.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, your next question. The next two questions are Drag Race focused, so keep your mind on Drag
Okay.
Race. This 21-year-old from Brooklyn, New York, won season 10 of RuPaul's Drag
Aquaria,
Race.
girl. I don't even need options.
And so you just give me points, cause wow,
You get because Mofi definitely shows. I
I
had to
was like,
remember.
wow, Brooklyn 21, don't know.
You're welcome. This is payback for you giving me the eight numbers from people who work money
What is
heist.
happening here? I said y'all can't cheat. What is happening
I guess this would work better if we literally had to write down on pieces of paper and show you at the
Yes, I should have made y'all text me. I should have made you
time.
guys text
That
me.
actually works.
Wow.
Yeah, that
For
was
next
the my that
time.
was yep. For next time. Okay, next Drag Race question. One of these artists has never appeared as a guest judge on Drag
Okay.
Race. You need options here. Ariana Grande,
Who? Halsey? Okay.
Halsey, Demi Lovato, or
They've
Selena
not
Gomez.
appeared.
Hit.
Shit, shit. This is quite hard.
You have three
This is
seconds. You
hard.
have 3 seconds left.
No. Okay. This is hard.
right, your time is up.
I
Just guess.
said, shit. I said, Halsey. Halsey.
You said Halsey. Aisha, what
I
did you
think she
say?
might be right, but I'll
I
guess
don't.
Selena Gomez.
Aisha, don't do follow follow. Selena Gomez is the correct answer.
Wow. And that was it, like I was literally guessing.
This is what
Wow.
happens.
Thank
So
God
you
for
know
going for
how.
Halsey first, because she was my first option actually to guess.
You know how people are like, you, there's that person that studies, and then you go to the exam, and then there's the other one that's just like, I'm just guessing. This is a tale of me and Aisha right now.
Right. All right, Mofi. So Aisha has 1 point up on you. So let's see if you can, you know.
Let's exit Drag Race.
Try and
Stage
catch up,
station.
girl.
Yeah, we're exiting Drag Race now. So your next question. Giannina, Damien's current partner from Love Is Blind, is from this South
Yes, we
American
know this
country.
one.
Ooh,
Oh
I'm not
my
sure.
God. Options? Options?
Wait, give options because I no, yes, give options. I know the answer, Shabu. But...
Okay, the options: Ecuador, Peru, Venezuela, or Bolivia? Aisha, what answer did you put down?
Venezuela.
Wow.
Yes, Venezuela.
Mofi? All right, y'all correct.
Movie's
Okay,
so salty.
next
I'm
question.
salty.
She's so salty. She's so just, Aisha, what
I'm
was
salty.
the Oh my God. Okay. Still on Love is Blind, the last question on Love is Blind. True or false? Love is Blind wrapped filming in spring of 2019. 5 seconds on the clock.
Gosh, this is such a trick
All right, your
question.
time is up.
I
Mofi, give me
said
your answer.
true.
False.
Aisha? Okay, Aisha, it's false. When
It
was
was
it
filmed
filming?
fall of
Like, when
the
did they wrap
last quarter
filming?
of 2018, I think.
Oh,
Yeah, fall of
wow.
2018.
Sorry, movie.
Yeah, wow, I thought that was an easy question. I'm proud of myself.
Wow.
Okay,
Question
where are we?
eight.
All right, question number eight. On Money
Oh,
Heist,
shit.
this continent is not represented in the robber's nickname. The question is clear, right? Okay. We need options.
Sure, of course.
Okay. Africa, Asia, South America, or Australia? 5 seconds.
I've given up.
Sorry, Africa, Asia, South
Time's up.
America, Australia.
Or Australia.
It's between Australia and South America, I think.
Aisha.
I'll choose South America.
Okay. Okay, Aisha's answer. Mofi, what's your
Wow.
answer?
Same, South America.
You are both. What?
You
Did I mess
probably
this
did, because
up?
aren't they all not
Crap,
reflected?
I messed it up.
No.
No. Crap, I think I messed
Just give
this
up.
up.
Yeah, the question is which is not
Crap.
reflected. I know Africa is because of
Yeah, which is not
Nairobi.
reflected. True. I think.
Asia is because of Tokyo. And
So Australia is definitely not, but I feel like South America. No. I was right.
it's
I'm sorry.
Australia.
You're both wrong.
Really?
It's Australia.
I
I
don't
was
know
doing follow
why I
follow.
feel like there's somebody called Sydney on it or something.
You know what? When I was making the questions, I also thought, I was like, nah, definitely Australia. I thought I
Yeah.
heard it's Sydney or something, but
So who's the
no,
South
it's Australia.
American? Shit,
Rio.
how could I forget Rio?
Rio. Yeah, I know. Baby boy.
Oh yeah.
All
Yeah, mostly
right.
you should be really
Okay, question
embarrassed when I say
nine.
this.
I should be. I was just following you. I was like, my brain can't compute continent names.
She actually said, I'm giving up. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, you didn't. You said this was going to be a quiz about shows, not about
Yeah,
geography.
like,
Like, you would need to know geography to answer this
wow.
question.
Well, you know, sorry.
Settle.
Okay, what's the next question? Yes, question nine. Okay. This song is not featured on Beyoncé's Homecoming
Oh gosh.
documentary on Netflix. The
Okay.
options, Diva, Partition, Me, Myself, and
It's
I.
not
Your 5 seconds.
featured on the documentary.
Is not featured.
Oh my gosh, this is so hard.
Diva.
Okay. Yes, Diva.
Oh, babies. I was like, Diva. I put in Diva there because I'm like, that's the most obvious one. I haven't even watched the documentary. What is going on?
Wait, is
Compared to this,
Diva
imagine.
in there?
Yeah, Diva is in there. Diva and Partition are there, but Me, Myself,
Oh,
and I.
I was going to guess
Really?
Me,
Wait. So the
Myself, and
answer
I,
is
and
Me,
then I'm
Myself,
like,
and I?
I was going to guess
Oh.
Me, Myself, and I, but I was like, this must be a trick question. So it's Diva.
Haven't Beyoncé performed
There
that
are no trick
recently?
questions.
I swear, like, I have a recent memory of seeing her performing Myself and I. Wow.
I hadn't watched a documentary, so I just went to the track list and picked whichever song was in there. Quite a few of her songs were there, so it was difficult. Okay,
Then the
so
last
where are we now?
one.
Let's just do the tally. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So Aisha, you have 7 points. Mofi, you have 5 points.
Ooh, get on my level.
Okay, the final question. You guys should not insult me
There's
with this,
no way
please.
Aisha has already won, bro.
Insult me in your heads. Right, but Mofi, this is for a
Okay.
double point. You can add 10 points to
Okay, let's do
your thing. Okay.
it.
Skinny girl in
Rigged.
transit. But no,
Okay.
Aisha, you've not heard the question though. Skinny Girl in Transit is a web series on Ndaani TV. What does
Oh
Ndaani
my
mean?
gosh. Wow. I know this. I've watched too many of the Ndaani shows to not remember this. Freak.
All right, you have 10 seconds on the clock
Freak.
for this one because there are
Freak,
no
freak, freak,
options.
freak.
I don't know.
Wow.
Like, is it one?
Yeah, it's one word.
Yes, one
Okay,
word.
can I guess?
Okay, yeah,
Family,
go ahead,
which
guess.
is wrong, I think. Or love. I think love.
No. Aisha, do you
No,
want to
I like
steal?
I can't I
Community! Community! Okay, Mofi, you have two
Why?
more guesses
Just
and give
guess
me
three
five. Aisha, because you don't know it.
No. Murphy, you've guessed enough.
I don't remember,
I literally have no
You
idea.
guys, everyone who watches the Ndaani
I
TV
watch this
TGIF show is going
show.
to be screaming
No,
at this
I watch
podcast
this show.
and saying,
Exactly. I don't watch Ndaani TGIF,
I'm
so I
so
watch Skinny Girl
embarrassed.
in Transit.
It's
Hey,
PTSD. I should have given us a
that's
Skinny
it.
Girl in Transit question, not an
That's it.
Ndaani
Ask me the name of Shaliwa's first boyfriend or something. Not this.
Wow,
Same,
I don't even know the
to be
answer to
God
that, to
forbid,
be
I don't
honest.
even know KKK, what was the
So
answer?
are you guys saying that I've been an unfair judge? Okay, the answer is inside. It's
Well,
not
yeah,
inside.
I
What
would
does
not
that
have
mean?
remembered
Like, why is
that.
that the name of it? What?
It's not even in relation to anything that happens on
Bruh, like, why
Ndaani TV.
inside? Why inside? What does
That's
that
crazy. This
mean? I'm
game is rigged.
crying.
Even me, I'm saying it from a fake front.
Rigged in favor of who, I beg.
Okay, I was like, these girls are going to insult me because I said skinny girl in transit. Then I'm going to be like, what's the meaning of it?
Wow.
Well, still, we have a winner. You guys can judge my judging skills.
I have no issue with
later.
Winner,
your free time.
It wasn't rigged. I have no issue.
You have no
with
what?
The winner,
yes,
so it wasn't
exactly
rigged. Very fair.
Movie, we were fair podcast.
Game up.
Okay.
Noted.
I don't mind your rematch, to be honest.
Trash talking.
Exactly.
Wow.
We'll see about that, but right now our pin point is down.
Okay, so you have to save us next time.
I know, I do. Let's see if someone else will be a worthy challenger. But yeah, Aisha, you win with 7 points. Murphy with 5.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, so that wraps our game. Aisha, thanks so much for playing. This was so much fun. I didn't realize all the comments that
fun
would come out.
I was
out
nervous
of me
at first, but
yay.
I guess I should have had more confidence in myself.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Okay.
Wow. I deserve the drag. I deserve it. It's fine.
Oh, nice. Okay. Aisha, what are you going to get up to?
I'm going to try and, like, not be useless. I'm going to try and do some work today.
Yeah. Right, but it's already late, but you do work better at night.
I don't really have a time of day when I would say I work best. I just, it's just 5:30. That's not that late for me.
Oh, okay, true. I was like, oh, it's already like 8.
Even
I was
8
not
wouldn't
counting
be too late,
long.
Honestly. It's just, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I started watching Indian movies on Netflix yesterday. So.
Oh my God, I saw your tweet that like all
exactly
the faves from like when we were in Corona.
Yeah.
Right.
Netflix.
So I watched one. And I don't know, like, if I allow myself, like, succumb to temptation, I might watch another, and then that's my gun. But I will try and work.
Yeah.
First. Exactly.
They're, like, 3 hours long. So,
what are you guys up to?
We're going to go record the episode.
We'll good luck with that. Thanks for having me. I'm glad I'm glad I wiped
of
the
course
floor.
Of course.
Wow,
wonderful. We'll include that part in the beginning of the episode
because you're like, I murdered this in the
relationship.
Okay, now I have a challenge.
Bye, guys.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye, Aisha. Thanks. Okay, that was so much fun. A huge thanks to Aisha for coming on the podcast for a second time in a row. And no thanks to you for beating Mophie because now I have to save us.
Yes, that's so true. I forgot. Yes, thanks for wiping the floor with my ass.
Yes. We'll see if I can redeem our fave pods in the next iteration of Trivia with Our Faves.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So if you've been listening, if you've gotten to this point, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. You can keep up with us on social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Our Fave Pod. We are also on Anchor, where you can find us at Our Favorite Things. Favorite is spelled with A-U. You can subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a rating and a review. We'd love to know what you think. We're also on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Breaker, and almost anywhere else you're going to find your podcast. Mophie, where can everyone find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter. I'm at Miss Badmoss, so that's MSBADMOS. And you can find me on Instagram. I'm at Mophie's Book Collection. Yeah, y'all can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at TIIESE. And I also write a travel blog, apparently, sameforfilms.com. Yes, guys. And until next time, stay safe and don't forget to find something to be grateful for.
Bye.